A suspected fuel smuggler who was, quote, a pillar of the community, unquote, has been jailed for 3 years for an attack on a man who publicly criticised cross-border fuel smuggling and diesel laundering. 36-year-old Eugene Hanratty from Castle Blaney Road, Cross McGlen in South Armagh, was convicted by a jury after he denied assaulting Martin McAllister near his home in Castle Blaney in County Monaghan on the 25th of November 2012. We can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who was in court. Paul, a little bit more on the background to this case.
Yeah, Brian, it's Eugene Hanratty Sr., who's 63 years of age. Martin McAllister is from Castle Blaney in County Monaghan. He's a vocal critic of border fuel smuggling and diesel washing, sludge dumping, which he says is destroying his community in North Monaghan and South Armagh. He stood as an independent MLA candidate. He had met senior politicians to speak out about it, and he supports the Gardaí. Now, Eugene Hanratty Sr. ran a fuel distribution company but was targeted by the Criminal Assets Bureau, which froze €2 million in 12 bank accounts in 6 years. He denied claims by the cab that he was a fuel smuggler, but he subsequently made a confidential settlement with the Bureau. He has two previous convictions, one for assaulting a Garda and another for criminal damage. Now, on the 24th of November 2012, Hanratty Sr. blocked Martin McAllister's car in near his home in Castle Blaney and attacked him. He suffered multiple broken bones in the face, both his eye sockets had been broken, and he had been left with a permanent loss of his peripheral vision. He said the nerves in his face were also damaged. He's been left with excruciating pain to the left side of his face. He had a titanium implant fitted below his left eye. He also said his left arm, his constant issues with eating and drinking, and his right arm was stamped on as he went in and out of consciousness during the attack. Now, the attack was also witnessed by Mr. McAllister's wife, Mary, who said she asked Eugene Hanratty Sr. to stop because she was concerned if the assault continued, the injuries would be fatal for her husband. Hanratty's son was also at the scene that day, and he also asked him to stop, we heard in court.
And the victim spoke after sentencing today about the impact of this attack.
Yeah, he did. I mean, we heard some defence mitigation from senior counsel Pádraig Dwyer, who described Eugene Hanratty Sr. as a pillar of the community, a caring, compassionate man, a decent human being, donating to local charities, rears turkeys to distribute to struggling families at Christmas, and sponsors the local Cross McGlen Rangers GAA club. However, Judge Melanie Greeley described it as an unprovoked and premeditated assault. She rejected Eugene Hanratty Sr.'s expression of remorse, which she said was because of the consequences of his actions and wasn't directed at the victim. He didn't apologise to Mr. McAllister for the injuries he had caused. So she sentenced him to 4 years in prison with the final year suspended. And afterwards, we asked a relieved Mr. McAllister, why did he think the attack happened?
Why did it happen? Because I've stood against the dumping of diesel sludge. And South Armagh in particular, and the Monaghan Louth Bother, it's been a scourge there. This runs into the rivers, runs into the lake at home, and I was not happy with it, so I spoke out about it. There's a fear factor. There's an omerta where I live, you know, and you will not get people to comment. The significance is that you can no longer get away with intimidating people, with bullying people. This man is a huge bully. But like all bullies, ultimately, at the end of the day, he's a coward. You know, what he done on me was very easily done. He jammed me, blocked me on my own lane, pulled the car door open so far that the hinge has nearly broken it. I don't know what I was hit with on the side of my head.
Martin McAllister, ending that report from Paul Reynolds. And just to say that the accused in this case, who was convicted today, was 63-year-old Eugene Hanratty Sr. from Castle Blaney Road and Cross McGlen in South Armagh. Back with more after this short break.